wanted to brag about to your friends. Customer service and satisfaction kept getting better and better. Car sales increased 25%. Today, Moore Shoreline has 25 employees, 15 loaner cars, a tow truck, and free Wi-Fi to provide even more customer service and satisfaction. Of course, those things you've come to expect, such as free pickup and delivery, free loaners, and free lifetime warranties on collision work, are still standard at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring.
Can you imagine being so efficient that you get an extra hour out of your day? What would you do with that extra hour? The possibilities are endless. And just how do you get that extra hour? By heading to your nearest Thumb Cellular office to check out their selection of BlackBerry smartphones. You heard right. Find out why the BlackBerry smartphone is the number one selling smartphone in the United States. Studies show that the average BlackBerry user increases productivity by 60 minutes a day. There's thousands of apps for you to download to make you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230. A great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, turn to Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Applications are now being accepted for high school game officials. The recruitment of officials is a never-ending one. There is always a need for new officials. If you love sports, love working with kids, and are looking for an opportunity to be involved in school sports, submit your application online today. Visit MHSAA.com to register or for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Spanning 63 years and three generations, Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
We'll be back here at Harbor Beach High School. We're just finishing up the first game of the night, where the Harbor Beach Pirates are moving on to defend their district title here at home on Friday night. They will await the winner of our next game, which will be between Lakers and USA Patriots. And it's going to be a good game also. But wrapping up this game, Mary Lee, it was everything we thought it was going to be, except for it's a totally different guard play tonight than what we saw. You know, and I can't even say it was guard play at all, because there was a lot of times in the first period where Ugly had some open shots, but their shots were rushed. They missed a lot.
They were panicked
real early. Yeah. And you can't blame it all on Ugly either. You got to give Harbor Beach credit. They played some good defense. They were in their face the whole time,
right,
and they caused them to rush those shots. The other thing that hurt the Ugly Bearcats was free throws.
Oh, 5 for 12.
You know, that's, when you want to win a ball game, you can't. You know, 5 for 12, that's what, 7 you missed right there, 7 more points, and what's the score then?
Oh, man. You know, and it depends on you when you miss and make. That can change your momentum. I mean, it's not necessarily how many you make, but when you make them, it can change that. And 5 for 12, wow. Even if they make half of those that they miss.
Yep, and you make those you make those in the first half. That keeps you in the ball game a little bit, you know, even though
mentally,
Harbor Beach is running.
Yeah.
But Harbor Beach just had a great game plan tonight. They came out. They came out like they did the other night. You know, Coach Rubin was originally worried on Monday on whether they were going to come out with intensity. Well, both nights they've come out with some force and fierce, and you know what? It's almost the same as what we saw last year over at Baddocks when Harbor Beach and Ubley played.
Yep.
They came out with the intensity that you have never seen before. They drilled a couple of threes right off the bat, and they were on their way, and that's what they did tonight.
Yep.
Both teams exchanged threes, but Harbor Beach went on to play some aggressive defense. They play like that. They're going to have no trouble on Friday night, but they're definitely going to have to play like that regardless of who they draw in the next game.
You know, depending on who they get in, you know, with this next game, but I think USA is going to be tough for them. I think their matchups are a little bit different. You know, maybe they still have the edge on the guards, but they shot 14 for 21, which is nothing special either.
Right.
But, you know, again, when you make them, you know, makes a difference in the game.
Go ahead. You got some final. You got some final totals there for us. Go ahead.
For Ubley, Galazza with 9, Cleary with 3, Drake with 2, Peruski with 2, Booms with 4, Hoffman 2, Sorensen 2, Nowicki 2, and White 6, and team high was 19 for Marshall Leiprandt. On the Harbor Beach side, Gukovic with 4, Sorensen with 15, Ginther 5, Hanson 3. Missouri 1, Booms, Jordan Booms 2, Seaman 8, and the freshman guard Kraft with 19. So the battle of the big and the small, those two players, I think the two best players on the court tonight.
And you know, you ride your horse, and that's what I said in the beginning, ride your horse into the game. And they did try to ride Leiprandt as much as they could, and he was doing his darndest to carry this ball team, as was Eric Booms, Josh White, Nowicki. The teamwork that we've seen here down the stretch and this win streak that they had going, which ended at 10, or ended at 9.
Right.
Or at 10, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they had 9 in a row.
They came in 9, so which ended. You know, they did everything right. They stuck with their game plan. It's just Harbor Beach, give them the credit. They played good defense. They wanted it. They put the pressure on them. They were jumping the passing lanes. They were being aggressive. They were hustling back. Ubley also was doing all those things, but they just, like I said, couldn't. We couldn't see them get that one shot that they needed to put them over the edge and keep them in there. They got closest they got in the second half was down to 7, I believe, was the lead.
Yeah.
And Harbor Beach came right back and turned it right back up to 10 and 12 right away within a matter of 2-3 possessions. So kudos to them. Congratulations on the Bearcats on a fine finish. I know you don't go home with any hardware, but they definitely don't need to hang their heads. They're a good team. They got some players coming back. And I just want to mention real quick, they got a player coming back in Marshall Leiprandt, and of course we're going to see Josh White come back and several others that we named. But Marshall Leiprandt goes out of here, and we don't get the coverage in this area like we should, you know, the Flint areas and them. But he played 22 games where he's had double digits every game. The lowest scoring was 12. You know, that's a lot. And I'm sure if you look at his assist ratios, he's got to have at least 4 or 5 assists a game also, on top of the fact that he's averaging 8 rebounds per game. So he's a great player. I hope he gets some accolades that he deserves from the All-State people and the other people in the area there. Ubley's definitely got some teams coming back. They got, like I said, Brett Cleary, Austin Drake, Brian White. Nick Sweeney got in there tonight. We took a look at him. Jesse Franzel comes back. Jason Kaufman, we saw him pretty steadily all year long coming in and out. Curtis Booms comes back. And the unsung hero here is Josh White. Josh White comes back, and also coming back, you know, I was forgetting, Len Nowicki is a senior. I was thinking he was a junior. So they lose Nowicki in that height. But they still have Josh White around, and we saw tonight that Kaufman can come in there and play pretty good at 6'3". So, yeah, they're going to lose Nowicki there, but they got replacements coming right in there behind him. And Pickwell have his second year under his belt, and I think you're going to see a very tough team next year.
I talked to Josh at Stay Out a little bit, and he said, I mean, he's a great football player, too, and, you know, Josh loves basketball more than football, and his dad's like, oh, you know, you're just a really big guy. You know, the scholarship's probably going to happen more often for football than basketball, if that's his intent, is to play at the next level. But I think he would love to play basketball, and with that incentive, you know, he'll come back even more next year.
So, and our best of luck to them, and congratulations to them. And the if you're the Laker or USA fans and you're waiting outside yet, they have opened up the gyms. You can come in now. They've got it cleared out. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the next game coming up. And we'll hear from our sponsors from the first game. We'll be back right after this.